Do we even know what we're disagreeing about? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president held another soiree at the White House last night for Democratic and Republican leaders.
Step back for a moment, remind ourselves that we have family, friends, laughter.
Yes, you might as well have a few laughs before getting back to the business of ripping out your opponent's entrails. Latest development, the allegation that the president has an enemies list. Jim Cramer of CNBC says he thinks he's on it for describing President Obama and the Democrats as Russian communists. I don't know about the enemies list, but here's the strange thing. While he criticizes the president for being communist, Mr. Cramer also says stuff like this.
Thank heavens for the Chinese communists, deeply rooted in a profit government, because we have decided that profits have no place in the system.
I guess there's a good communism and a bad communism. By the way, I looked it up, and those good Chinese also have a stimulus program. They're building highways, railroads, boosting spending in healthcare and social programs. Sound familiar? And then you have Republican leader John Boehner saying it's crazy for the president to tax people during a recession because people need more money, not less.
They've got more money in their households and they got more money in their businesses. They're going to save it or they're going to spend it, all of which are good for our economy.
And of course he's right. Why would you raise taxes during a recession? But Treasury Secretary Geithner says the simple answer to that is no, you wouldn't, and no, we won't.
We propose no new revenue increases in our budget, none until we are safely into recovery in 2011.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Maybe if they serve more booze at those White House dinners. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.